Welcome back to another year of the Superintendent Show here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Jayshna Sivakumar, and with me today I have Dr. Beresford. Hello!
Well, hello.
How's it going? How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. This is so cool for me.
Oh my
gosh,
really?
I have never been interviewed on a radio station, and you know, with the studio and the headphones, and this is really super cool for me.
So. That makes me feel really good, actually. Yeah. So, now today we're just going to try to get to know you a little bit more, Dr. Beresford, and so would you mind just introducing yourself?
Well, I'm Dr. Michael Beresford. When I was in trouble, I was Michael John. You know, that's when my parents would be, you know, I knew it was serious when I got the middle name in there. But I'm just a school guy. I've been in schools for 35 years and just enjoyed every bit of it. And I've been started out as a teacher, journalism, English teacher, and then from there I became a school counselor. Loved that job. It was awesome. I was a junior high assistant principal for many, many years. Loved that job. That's probably one of my favorite jobs, is being the assistant principal at junior high, a couple of different ones. And I was a principal, got to open a school. That was pretty cool. Got to design it, watch it get built, work with the construction, hire all the teachers, and then open it. That was pretty cool. And then I became assistant superintendent just across the river at Hamilton Southeastern Schools. And then did that for about a decade. And then I became the luckiest man on the planet. I was chosen to be the superintendent here at Carmel Clay Schools.
That's fantastic. So it's been an eventful time of year as schools are finally starting up. And we here at Carmel Clay Schools have so far been having a good year. So how has the beginning of the year been treating you?
It's fantastic. You know, getting to know the people and students and you know, the teachers are just outstanding, and you know, then the way I find out how good teachers are, I ask students, and then you know, the students tell me how great they are, and that's real inspiring. You know, it's kind of crazy to think about how you, all the people it takes and all the different things it takes to have school for one day. You know, like that first day of school, 16,500 kids came to school, and most of them were on a bus. And then they had classes with a teacher, and then they all had lunch, and then, you know, more classes with a teacher, and then most of them rode a yellow school bus home. And, you know, there was maybe 2,500 people that were involved in making school happen for just that one day. Mm-hmm. And then to replicate that, you know, for another 181 days, I think it's kind of a miraculous thing, you know, to think about that many people working together to make this one day happen and make it special for students. And so it's been really, you know, knock on wood, a very smooth opening, and real proud of all of our teams that work so hard to make that happen.
So what did you have to do to become the superintendent?
It was a pretty, I don't know if I'd call it stressful, rigorous kind of a process, but basically, you know, you apply, you know, for a position, and then if you're lucky enough to kind of make it through the paper screening, then you have to go into an interview, some interviews, and so I went through that with the board, and then as you kind of progress, that gets more intense and longer, and really kind of, they're really probing deep to try to figure out what kind of leader you are and how you operate. So, I made it through all those, and then I was exhausted. It was a very long day, and I was almost asleep, or might have been asleep. And the school board called me like on speakerphone and said, "We want you to be our superintendent." And I was like, "Yay. Who is this?" But I didn't say that, but I did say, "I want to make sure someone calls me in the morning and tells me this over again to make sure I'm not dreaming, because this is like a dream come true." So, so that's kind of the process I went through to do that, you know, and what a special time. That was a very special time for me.
Yeah. What has been your favorite part of the job so far?
It's coming to the schools and being with the students. Like last Friday, I was was at Clay Middle School for the Clay Challenge, where they were doing all this physical fitness stuff, which was super cool, because you know, it's kind of nice to have schools that are, you know, look at the whole child, you know, physical being, your mental health well-being, your academic well-being, you know, your social, emotional, you know, learning kind of things. So then I zipped over from there to Prairie Trace to read to a bunch of third graders. And I wrote a story to those guys. And the funny part about that, if you want to hear the funny story.
I do.
At the end of after I read this book, and it was about, leadership and how you should always try to understand the other person before you judge them, you know, kind of thing, which is kind of a cool theme and everything. But so, anyhow, after it's over, like our community relations person wanted to take a picture of me with all these, you know, like 100 third graders. So I took a knee, you know, and they take a picture, and then she posts it on Twitter. So I get my little alert. So I look at it and go, oh, that's me and those little kids. And I look back and there's like a little kid behind me, but I'm in the back and it's like pretty small, you know. And I'm like, I don't remember there being a kid back there. So I do the old, you know, edit, you know, to zoom in. There's a little kid back there doing the bunny ears behind my head. And he's got this mischievous look on his face. I mean, it was adorable. And so I edited the picture and reposted and said, you know, I had a great time reading. And I put, P.S. I love this kid. It was fantastic. And then from there, I zipped over here, and the TV studio did an interview with me, and that was really cool because we were in the studio. Then they interviewed me walking down the hallway with the interviewer, and then we ended up in the cafe where they taught me how to like make a latte.
Oh wow!
Which I don't have any latte skills, so I was afraid I was going to hurt somebody. So actually, I just watched them make it, and then I got a free latte. You know, out of the deal. I mean, it was awesome latte. So it was, you know, so I mean, that's like the best day ever for me. I was just bombing around to different schools and hanging out with students and teachers and principals. It was really, really fun.
That's good. So, how do you handle stress?
Oh, you know. I've always been in, I think, kind of in positions where, you know, there's a lot of stress. And really, it's kind of different for everybody. But for me, I like to play guitar. Like, I remember in college, you know, playing guitar at the end of the day really calmed me down. And I kind of de-stressed that way. I've been a distance runner, you know, for most of my life. And running was always a real good thing for me. Think about when I got to college, I was running so much and so long, and I wasn't like a stress reliever because I was too tired when I got stressed out. I think that's why I got into the guitar stuff. But and sometimes it's just listening to music, sometimes it's going for a walk. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can de-stress, and there's a lot of talk about mindfulness where you really try to just get in touch with your body and your mind and find your calm spot. I love to hike. Like hiking and biking. So it's kind of that mix of physical and mental, and sometimes just reading or meditating a little bit, that kind of thing can really calm my brain a little bit. Sometimes my brain just gets too busy. I got to calm it down and slow it down. I think it's true for everybody.
How do you like Carmel so far?
I love Carmel Clay Schools. I love every bit of it. It's been just an absolute ball. And you know, one of the things about Carmel High School, I'll talk about you guys, is that you've always been a super high performing, you know, district, and everybody knows, you know, how, you know, they look at the top of the list and there's Carmel, you know, up there. And I think people kind of get that vision that, you know, it's like a bunch of people that all you're just all about grades and studying and everything. But there is so much heart in this school. I mean, kids care about other kids. You know, I get the anonymous tips, you know, I get to see those, and I see kids really worried about their fellow classmates. And sometimes it's not even someone they don't know that well, but they don't, you know, they care about it. You guys care about one another. But I've been saying is Carmel High School kids, they're smart with heart, you know, because it's more than just, you know, achieving. It's about being good people and about caring for your classmates. And there's not a lot, I haven't seen a whole lot of competition. It's like everybody's for everybody, you know, the teams, the clubs, the arts, everybody's like, yeah, you know, whatever you're good at, we're behind you on that. And that kind of spirit is very unique. And I think it makes Carmel High School really special.
Yeah. Now, you've talked to us a lot about your favorite parts of your jobs. What are some of your least favorite parts of the
Oh, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm the complaint department, but most of the time when someone's unhappy, they've got reasons. So, you know, I kind of look at it as my job to find out what's going on, why are you unhappy, you know, and then, you know, a lot of times I can learn through those experiences, you know, something that can make us better, you know, that sort of thing. Other times, like, I have to deal some really heavy duty, tough stuff sometimes with kids, trying to help them and get them to a better place or a better trajectory. Some of those are real hard, you know, with folks that have been through some really tough times, and kids have been through some really tough times. So those are hard, but they're so important. And I feel, that's my responsibility to help and get in there and try to make something good at it. I used to joke sometimes with my colleagues, because a lot of times my job is not to do something wonderful, but to take an awful situation and get it to just bad, which sounds like you don't want to go home going, wow, I just got that to bad. That was a great day. But sometimes it really is that way. It's trying to take difficult situations and get them, get them manageable. And I've found if you're just respectful with people and direct and honest and as transparent as you can be, it tends to go better. And we can get some good things done, even in tough situations.
Yeah. So we're going to take a little break here on 91.3 WHJE. Keep it here to keep listening to more of Dr. Beresford.
All right.
I hate it when dudes try to chase me, but I love it when you try to save me, because I'm just a lady. I love it when we play 1950. Keep on waiting for you.
Welcome back to the Superintendent Show here on 91.3 The Edge. I'm Jayshna Sivakumar here with Dr. Beresford. So, all right, are you up to play a little game?
Yeah.
So basically what we're going to do is just have a little rapid fire question round. Okay. And it's going to be of your favorites.
Favorites. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so if you have a reason why that you think you'd like to share, just go
just
for it too. Blurt
it yeah. out. So it's yeah. like speed dating questions.
Yes. And it's bam, 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 exactly.
Bam, bam. Okay. I think I get it.
All right. So favorite color?
Blue, and second favorite, gold.
See what caramel color.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did. Favorite movie?
Oh, that has to be Forrest Gump.
I am so glad you said that.
Yeah, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Oh, my gosh. Favorite book?
Favorite book? Oh, that's a hard one. I've got a lot of books I really, really like because I was an English teacher.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I'll go with. The book I love to teach the most was probably Lord of the Flies.
That is a fantastic book. I feel like everyone that's read it definitely remembers it because I think... Mm-hmm. We read it in middle school. I'm not quite sure, but I don't know.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite ones to teach. And there's so much irony. It was just a fantastic book to teach.
Favorite actress?
Actress?
Actress.
Well, gosh, that's a tough one, too. I don't know. I'll probably have to go. You know, the one that keeps popping in my mind is... The Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, man.
Because she's done so many really weird roles. And I just get it. She just does so much weird stuff. And I think she's kind of funny, too. I like her.
She's really funny. Yeah. Favorite superhero?
Superhero, it would have to be Batman. I grew up on Batman.
Do you have a favorite Batman, like in the movies?
Nah, I go back to the old Batman. Like when they got in a fight, the screen would have BAM on it when they punched somebody, and it was kind of crazy back then. So he's probably my favorite Batman. But
favorite college?
College?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's about college football, which is one of my favorites, I'm a Florida State Seminole fan, which is kind of a weird deal how I got to be a fan of that. But I used to go down every year for the Florida State Miami game. And those are huge rivalry games. And people in the South were always so sweet about it, and I got a big kick out of that. So probably Florida State would be my pick, although I never went there or even took a class there.
Favorite supervillain?
Super villain? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I don't like talking about the villains. But the grossest villain has got to be the Penguin. We're going back to Batman.
What is that?
The Penguin was like an arch rival of Batman, and he's just nasty.
Was he a penguin?
He was like a penguin man. And as the... as they redid Batman's, he just got grosser and grosser. And Danny DeVito was the last Penguin, and he was just totally gross and mean and rotten. So I always like to watch the villains get beat by the good guys.
Yeah. Is Danny DeVito, I probably am totally wrong, the guy in The Godfather?
No.
Okay, I knew it, but favorite ice cream?
Ooh, boy, you're hitting me hard. Probably butter pecan. I like butter pecan a lot, but I like anything chocolatey too. So if, you know, if you want cookies and cream, I'd be a happy camper.
Favorite candy?
Candy, it has to be caramel.
Caramel, caramel.
Isn't that just terrible? I'm just being like that. But I do like chocolate.
Yeah.
Any kind of chocolate.
Favorite music genre?
Oh, well, I'm kind of an acoustic guy. So it's like James Taylor. You probably don't even know who Dan Fogelberg is.
Nope.
But, you know, the acoustic, you know, the acoustic singers were my favorite back in the day. And it's kind of fun being in here because I'm looking at the decorations. And I had a lot of these albums that you guys would call vintage. And I bought them new. So it's really kind of cool.
Oh, man. Favorite instrument?
Oh, definitely acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm.
Favorite musician?
James Taylor. James Taylor, he's the guy.
Favorite sport?
Well, the best sport in the world, without any argument whatsoever, has got to be cross country. I mean, is there anything better than cross country? Second only, it's probably the closest second would be track and field. You know, and then there's all those sports with balls and stuff and bats and all the other ones. I really do like all sports, though. I love watching anything.
I feel like running is just so hard.
Well, it's an interesting sport because, you know, you're running against other people, but you're really the battles with yourself, mm-hmm. trying to push yourself, you know, to a higher level, a higher limit, a faster pace. And there's a lot of strategy to it, and there's a lot of mind games to it. And I just love every bit about it.
Favorite actor's
got to be Tom Hanks. I mean, of course, Forrest Gump, but everything that guy's been in is just gold. And he's kind of like America's dad now. You know, he's just that funny, real kind of solid guy, just like Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Favorite animal?
Dogs. I love dogs. And I won't say greyhound because that would be just too cheesy, but I love dogs, any kind of dog.
Favorite hobby?
My hobbies, one of my favorite hobbies is like woodworking, like making stuff out of wood or doing projects, you know, with tools where you build stuff. And that's probably my favorite hobby, and remodeling and that sort of thing.
Favorite food?
Ooh, that's a tough one too, because I like a lot of stuff. you know, I'm kind of a breakfast guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I love an omelet. You know, pretty simple that way, you know. And then, you know, the old grill out, you know, whether it's a steak or a burger or whatever. I like grill food too. But lately my wife's got me eating all kinds of healthy things, mm-hmm. which I really hated for my whole life. And now I'm starting to like some of it. So I don't know what that's about. But starting to have more salads and such. So I've actually picked salads a few times, which is not in my, has never been in my wheelhouse until the last couple of years.
All right, so this last one has a little bit of a backstory because I've been asked by multiple people here at the station to ask you about your car. So favorite car is my next question.
Oh, wow. Let me tell you about some cars.
All right.
One of my coolest, funnest cars I had was a 1967 Triumph Spitfire, which was a tiny little convertible. And my wife called it the Stuart Little car because it was the, you know, I looked like a little mouse in a tiny little car in it. But I love that car. It was a lot of fun. So that one's got to be in my top 10. I love Jeeps, but I don't own one yet. But I will have a Jeep Wrangler at some point in time. But right now, what I like to drive now is pickup trucks. I've been a pickup truck guy forever. And, you know, it's you got to have a pickup. And actually just got a new pickup. And it's like the nicest truck I've ever had.
Is it a Ford? Chevy?
It's actually a Ram, Dodge Ram, and it's a midnight caramel blue, which isn't really caramel blue, but and it's my wife was very nice to let me buy it. It's a really nice truck.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to take it to another quick little break, so keep it here on WHJE.
Got a friend.
Welcome back to 91.3 WHJE. It's a sad time for us now because we're going to have to say bye to Dr. Beresford. So thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, this has been an absolute pleasure for me. This is the coolest, being in the cool studio and getting to experience my very first radio interview. This has been fantastic. So thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. Keep it here at 91.3 WHJE.